Okay, Mr. Farinas? Could you please start by stating your full name and your ADC number?
Michael Edward Farinas, 256-092.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing, and this is concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on September 17th, do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, you signed a form that day? And on that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, or will you represent yourself?
Represent.
Okay, sir, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing today. If you look to your right, so my left, on the end, is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Right next to me here is the Honorable David Neal. On the other side of me over here is the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the lead for the hearing today. We also have in the room with us, I'll see if I can get this to work, we have Mr. Turner. So far, there we go, there's Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections. And he will be representing the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So before we get started, I need to swear the both of you in, so Mr. Farinas and Mr. Turner. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Farinas?
Yes.
And Mr. Tucker, or Turner, I'm sorry.
I do.
I don't know why I said that. Mr. Turner, thank you. Mr. Farinas, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. And with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Farinas, I'm going to read for the first phase of the hearing, I'm going to read this allegation, and I need you to respond whether it's true or false, sir. Okay, so we'll start phase one of your hearing. And the allegation is that you were in violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of P.O. Agler by failing to make residence at your approved residence, the Mesa House, 28 South Olive in Mesa, Arizona, on or about July 26, 2018, as verbally directed on July 26, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Mr. Farinas, is this true or false?
True.
It's true? Okay, sir, thank you. Based on Mr. Farinas' admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of community supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
All right, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Neal, agreed Mr. Johnson and Mr. Quinones. Okay, all right, Mr. Farinas, we can move to phase two of your hearing then, and which is probably the more important one to you, and that's whether your supervision will be reinstated or revoked. But before we do, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner, not Mr. Tucker, Mr. Turner, to give us some background on you, on your case. So just hold on the line, we'll be right back to talk with you more in just a moment. Go ahead, Mr. Turner.
Yes. Farinas was released from ADC custody on 7/26/2018 and arrested on 8/13/2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges. Was returned back to ADC custody on 8/13/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 11/22/2018 with 18 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, shoplifting, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2010, burglary, 3rd degree, 2 years. 2009, robbery, 1 year, 3 months. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. The OCG information is noted. Prior term of supervision, 2014, TIS release, completed, 3 months. District area is moderate with drugs and disorderly conduct noted. Other arrest, 2012, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. He has a GB score of G4, B5. At the time of the police contact, police were called to a gas station for a theft, however, the gas station is not pressing charges.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Turner. Mr. Farinas, back to you. We have just a very brief written summary of your supervision in the community. And it looks like you were approved to live at the Mesa House, but when your PO called to confirm that you were there, you hadn't gotten there. So what happened? Why didn't you go?
My reason was the transportation part.
Transportation, meaning?
I didn't have a way to get there.
You didn't have a way to get out there? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so where did you go instead?
Stayed on the street.
You just stayed on the street. We also have another address for you, 1637 North 73rd Avenue in Phoenix.
Yes.
And who lives there?
Valid.
That's your family? So you didn't go stay with them?
No.
No? So you just stayed on the streets?
Yes.
Okay. Were you working at all?
Trying.
Trying?
To find patients.
Trying to find? What kind of work do you do, sir?
Well, I have done, warehouse.
Okay.
Landscaping.
Okay. And you were looking in those areas to try to find something?
Yes.
Okay. It looks like you were referred to task for some drug screening, but you must have never gone. We don't have any results anyway. Do you remember going to task?
No.
No? Okay. All right, sir. So when you were out there on the streets, were you using drugs?
A little bit.
What drugs were you using?
Marijuana.
Using marijuana. Anything else?
Alcohol.
Anything else?
No.
Just those two. Okay. All right. And I see that you had some prison discipline for drugs. What was that about? What drug was that since you've been in prison?
Marijuana
in prison as well? Okay. All right. So what was going on when you got picked up by the Phoenix PD? Mr. Turner told us the charges had been brought, but what was happening then?
Stole a beer.
Stole a beer, you say?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Mr. Freitas, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Does anyone have a question? No? Okay. And I'm sorry, I should have put the camera back. Sorry about that. Forgot. Mr. Freitas, the board is going to go into discussion, but before we do that, I want to give you the opportunity. Is there anything else you want the board to consider that you haven't already told us?
Well, on my behalf, I would like to say I'm just an individual trying to change his ways and the way I'm living and just trying to better myself. Trying to do right this time.
Okay, sir. Thank you. So, Mr. Freitas, the board is going to go into discussion. We do our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So, can we just ask that you stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be right back with you in a moment with the decision. Okay, sir? The board is now in discussion. Now, Mr. Freitas admits that while he was on supervision, he was using marijuana and alcohol. In fact, was at the time of his arrest, was involved stealing beer. Is in for, right now, currently serving a sentence for shoplifting and has prior sentences for burglary and robbery and a DUI in the past. So I think alcohol or substances appear to be a problem for him. He's got a release date of November 22nd right now, and I'm thinking the best thing for him is just to remain where he is and finish out his time, and then he won't have to worry about being on parole. But I would listen to any input from fellow board members. Seeing no input, I'm going to make a motion, and based on information on number 2018W2264, our conversation with Mr. Freitas and information provided by Mr. Turner, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Freitas was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company. It's specifically by using marijuana and alcohol law and supervision, and absconding for 18 days, during which time his parole officer did not know where he was or what he was doing. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Neal, agreed, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Columbus. Okay, Mr. Farinas, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. We're showing a release date for you of November 22nd. And at that time, when you get out, you won't have to worry about a parole officer. Your obligations will be finished. We sure hope that your statements about wanting to change your life and turn down a different path are going to work out for you, sir. Because we sure hope, not that we don't like you, but we hope to never see you in orange again. I'm sure you probably hope the same thing. So we wish you the best, sir. Thank you for being so respectful in the hearing today. And we will, this will conclude your hearing. If you wouldn't mind, get the CO3 and give the phone back to them rather than just hang it up.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir.